Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. You know, I have to say, I am just so grateful. I get the best volunteers who call in. And, you know, from the last episode, I had so many people just sending messages going, oh my God, we love Jennifer. Your volunteer is just such a sweetheart. Just beautiful. Just really beautiful. And of course, I also get the best listeners and you guys, just so many sweet messages and heartfelt messages. Thank you. I love it. And you guys are just wonderful. And by the way, speaking of, I just really want to thank you guys for sharing this and helping to get it out there. You know, over the last few months, we've really hit number one in the alternative health space with podcasts in a couple countries. And I love that. You know, the charts are constantly changing. And so it's fun watching the numbers. But it just really touches my heart that more and more people are becoming aware and empowered. And not only that, but being able to see results. Like, you can actually make a shift and it's not going to take you 10, 20, 30 years, and that our minds are amazing. And I love that, especially because everything that I went through with my journey, and not only that, but even after I got better, and then, you know, it took some time for me, but then after that, when I started really working with the mind and figuring out how do I get results so fast, and, you know, what is it, and really just reverse engineering what I did and all of that, you know, it took a lot of time and effort and work to be able to figure out how to demonstrate back-to-back results like this, where you can see people just getting rapid results. And so it just touches my heart in so many ways. And of course, even then after that, simplifying everything, you know, I mean, I could sit here and talk to you guys about quantum physics or the quantum field or quantum entanglement with non-locality and superposition or double split experiment or photons and electrons and psychoneuroimmunology or the, you know, spinal thalamic pathway and nociceptors and, you know, all of those things. And the thing of it is you'd think I was really smart, but let's be honest, it doesn't take a lot to recite quantum physics studies and different things like that. What it takes and what we really all want is getting results. And so to me, it's not about complicating things, it's about simplifying things. And of course, that's what I always say, I make it look really easy, but it does take real change, it does take effort. And so that's what's key. And that's one of the things that I love about Jennifer in this also, just awesome follow through. So if you recall on the last episode, I was working with Jennifer, and basically there were so many insights in the session that I decided to cut the session in half. So I went ahead and stopped the last episode, you know, halfway through her session. And so even if you think about the last episode with where we talked about anti-aging and thoughts that people have around aging, you know, Jennifer, even after the session, sent emails in going, oh my God, I didn't realize how many beliefs that I really had. So I love that her consciousness has continued to expand around all of this. And also on that note, even after this session that now took place about 2 weeks ago now, she has sent in some follow-up emails that I just love. And so at the end of the episode, I'm going to share with you where she is now from all of this. But there's, again, in this episode, some key things that can be really helpful to just start implementing in your life. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in to our session with Jennifer. And just a reminder, as we do, from the last episode, you know, she had knee pain going on, just a little bit of knee pain. She had gotten a cortisone shot, but we were working still with the energy and a little bit of pain that was left in her knees. So looking at what was linked up in the mind and shifting that. And then she'd also had pain in the bottom of her foot that she's been experiencing for over 20 years. And she mentioned a lot of times at evening is when it really kicks up the most, and that during the day, it's not as bad. And that's what we're going to be talking about, and her follow-up as well. Like, what did she do after this? Which I got to tell you, you're going to love. She is just really, really just such a sweetheart. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Jennifer. Bingo. Bingo. Okay, so this is what the universe says is this. Is it says, as far as the piece with your foot, it says that being willing to do a few things with your daughter, be clear with what boundaries you want to have.
Yeah.
And set a boundary and mean it and be willing to mean it. And then also with your grandkids, enjoy the fact that they'll actually keep you more youthful and feel like feel into what you want that to look like. And maybe they go out and go out with for a walk with you, and maybe, and then you're not out walking alone, or maybe it's your time to go get some time to be alone and see what you want that relationship to look like or whatnot, but see how that fits in and embrace the youth in all of that and say, you know what, instead of having all these emotions about it, I am going to embrace this and I'm going to say game on. I am going to have fun and make every day as fun and wonderful as it can possibly be. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because I want to take just a moment to talk about that feeling of being stuck in a situation in life or circumstance that you feel like you can't change. You know, because all of the time we're talking about healing yourself and manifesting a better life, but it's also common that people feel like they're stuck in a situation and they just can't change it, whatever that is, you know? And obviously in this situation right here, Jennifer's just absolutely beautiful in that, you know, every time I mention her grandchildren, her heart just lights up in the most beautiful way. And she's already, you know, saying, you know, they're having fun and she is making the best of it. And that it just feels really, really sweet. And of course, there's a little tweaks that she can make to just help everything run even smoother. But again, just doing an amazing job there. But all too often, I see people who do feel stuck. And when you feel that sense of stuckness, it's hard to lift yourself and have hope because it doesn't really feel like there's any way out. And I was there, you know, in my own injury. It wasn't like I could just move on with my life. My life felt very stuck because I didn't feel physically capable of really doing anything and living a life. And so it just felt really hard and very stuck. And I see that all the time with people in a variety of different situations, you know, health, of course, jobs, people where they feel like they're stuck taking care of a loved one, a mom, a dad, a spouse, something like that. But something in life feels stuck. And then you start to lose hope. And I know that that's where I was. And I can tell you there was a big difference on the days where I had hope compared to days that I had no hope. I mean, the days that I didn't have any hope at all were hard. They were hard, they were dark, they were not fun. And so I just want to leave a note on that really quickly, because if you are somebody who has been looking at your life, who says, you know, it's stuck, there's no way out, there's no way to make it better, there's no way, you know, for this situation or that situation, and it's weighing on you, I totally get it. But I want to tell you, even in this area of life circumstances changing, I literally see the most incredible transformation and changes on situations all of the time that people feel like are stuck and there's no way out. And the way that you'll want to think about it is like this. You know, if you've ever heard before that phrase, feeling stuck between a rock and a hard place, It's that type of feeling. And the best way to really illustrate that is just to think about the feeling of feeling like you look left, you look right, you look forward, you look back, and there's no way out. It feels like there's no way to go. But if you really think about that illustration, the only way out is up. You have to lift yourself. And that is key. And really, anytime I see anybody in any type of situation that feels stuck, it's like, okay, how do you lift yourself? How do you also lift the situation itself? And so, meaning, of course, absolutely making the best of a situation. How do you clear that up? And also, how do you start clearing yourself up, bringing back your confidence, building yourself, and really lifting? So that's what's key. And so if you are in that place of feeling stuck, I get it. I've been there more than once. You know, I've talked about my second quote unquote 2x4 lesson. You know, I've had two really challenging lessons in life. And the biggest thing is, I would say, is just lift yourself. You know, I always tell people, the bigger the shift, the bigger the gift. And so just really be willing to create that change, which of course, with Jennifer, you know, she's doing so well at this part with a few tweaks are needed, but just beautiful. And there are some other things needed for her situation as well. And so that's where we're going as we step back in with Jennifer.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And I mean, I do, you know, I do believe that the children keep me young. And I
see that, and I can also see how much they light up your heart too, but go ahead.
Yeah. They're a great joy. And even when they're naughty and loud and, you know, difficult, it's still, for me, it's still a happier situation than not living with them. Mm-hmm. And so if I can do that, if I can make this arrangement work better for me, then I'm be really happy.
Absolutely. And you can also take that awareness of getting clear on what boundaries you set and then reinforcing them. And then also make sure that you, like, in other words, if you say something, then it has to mean it. But if you say, like, if somebody says, oh, you know, if you say to a kid, even if you say, hey, if you do that, that means you're grounded for a week.
Then
you do it and you don't ground them, then you're not setting them up with solid boundaries. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The mother's pretty good at doing that. She, you know, they're only quite young. They're only 5 and 4.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because I want to take a moment to talk about boundaries, you know, and obviously this is something that is really important to help her to create this shift. Because if you think about the last episode, if you recall, I had been talking to her about the pain that was going on in her body, and she mentioned that she had pain in her foot, and she mentioned that the pain was really low and that typically it would shoot up at nighttime. And so when I checked into what was going on in the pain in her foot, it had, at the time, was really small. It was like under a 1. It was just a small amount that was there. And I mentioned that it had to do with putting her foot down and having boundaries with her daughter. And as soon as I mentioned that, her pain shot up like a 2, 3, 4. She went, ow, you know, and it went up because that was the emotional trigger that's connected to that place that has been there for like over 20 years now, as she mentioned. And so that's what we're working on for her. But all too often when it comes to relationships, I'll see people who don't have good boundaries in their relationship, and that if they had healthier, happier boundaries, that it would be a lot more successful. And so I do want to take a moment and talk about that because, you know, if you've been listening to all the past episodes, you know that all change really does start from within. But when we embody that change, after we make that change on the inside, we embody it, it needs to make sure to come through in our actions. And as far as boundaries, There's a lot of people who struggle in this area for one reason or another. And by the way, when I say boundaries, I'm not talking about, you know, you need to be stern and hard and mad and angry, but exactly the opposite. I'm saying that when you don't have good, solid day-to-day, happy, easeful boundaries and respect and all of that just set up, then what does happen is ultimately you get to that point where there's got to be an upset around it. And that's when I start to see it affecting somebody's health and life and all of that. So just a few notes on setting boundaries. First and foremost is exactly that, is that you want to make sure that over the small things, that your yeses are yeses and your noes are noes. Because if your yeses are yes and your noes are maybe, then what happens is you don't really set that easeful, those easeful boundaries in the small things, that then it becomes harder and you feel like your boundaries are being pushed more when it comes to bigger things. And that's when the emotions really can get high for people. And then I can see it affecting their health and their life and different things like that. So just making sure with the little things even, and being able to communicate it in a fun or light way, you know, no, no, thank you, all good, whatever it is. Nope, you know, no, I really mean no, I'm good. You know, whatever it is, but being able to communicate things lightly over the small things is key. So there's that. You know, another thing that I'll see people do is that something will be bothering them and they don't really want to say anything. And then they don't want to say anything and they don't want to say anything, but it's bothering them more and more and more. And then finally, it's bothering them so much that they have to say something. Now, by the time that happens, of course, there's already a lot of emotions around it. They're already feeling like a victim or hurt or upset or taken advantage of or disrespected or whatever that is. So they're already feeling all these emotions, okay? Which a few things happen from that place is first and foremost, you don't want to do that with your emotions, of course, and your body and your energy. But then when you communicate from that place, a lot of times then the other person then gets reactive and hurt and upset. And now it then creates disharmony in the relationship itself. And so again, key point is that you want to have boundaries in the little things. And also if something small is bothering you, you don't want to wait until it becomes something bigger. You just want to communicate it in a light, kind way to really shift that when it's small. Now, on that note, I do want to talk about kids just for a second, you know, and with Jennifer, the issue is actually with her daughter, which I mentioned previously, so we're going to be going there. But with kids, I see this happen all of the time where people are feeling challenged by their children to have boundaries. And something that she just said there was really key. You know, she said that with age 4 to 5, you know, oh, they're still young, they're 4 to 5, and their mother really does a great job at setting those boundaries and all of that. But when the kids are that age, what I'll see with people a lot of times is that they're too flexible in their boundaries. Like yes means yes, no means maybe, or if they say no, and then the kid does it anyway, they kind of just let it go because it is something small. And if you're a parent or you're raising kids, you'll want to make sure that the small things that kids listen to you, because that's really going to make things even easier for the bigger things. And so that is key, you know, because again, all of the time, and you've probably seen this before, where you'll see parents will say no and their kids do it anyway and they're young and they think, ah, you know, no big deal. But it sets the structure for their relationship. And that is what's key. And even thinking about under the age of 5, some people might go, well, gosh, that's really young. But there's so much development that's going on under the age of 5 that it's actually key to do it at that time. You know, all of the time when I work with people on patterns of all kinds of things, I can find a lot of times that the pattern originated under the age of 5. And so, you know, when it comes to setting respect and healthy boundaries and all those things, doing that at a young age is actually really helpful. And it doesn't have to be like a punishment or an angry thing or anything like that, but just no means no. And then just, you know, oh, I said no, you know, just kindly reinforcing it so that structure is set up is so key, because all too often I see people who don't do that and they think, oh, the kid's, you know, just young. And then later on, they're trying to then establish those boundaries in that respect, and it can feel much harder to do. And so no matter where you are, if it's kids or adults or whatever it is, the key, of course, is to make sure to just set it in the small things and also make sure to have a lightness about it, because when you do that, it's not hurting anybody's feelings and it feels a lot more harmonious, which is key for making the inner changes as well. And so that said, that's where we're going with Jennifer on creating more of those shifts on the inside with her mindset and energy. Let's dive back in.
So, okay, you know, they're littlies. So they get lots of time out.
Yep. And, you know, and the thing of it is even like, you know, bingo. Obviously, the more that they're having fun, you know, if a kid doesn't get positive attention, they'll get what?
Oh, yeah. They'll play up.
Negative.
Yeah.
Right. What's that?
They'll play up to get attention.
Exactly. And yeah. So sometimes it's also even just being a bit proactive in that, right?
Yeah. 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 Oh, yes. They get lots of praise and lots of positive feedback.
I see that, and lots of it's so sweet. It's so sweet, but it's just saying, kind of like this, bingo. All right. So if I ask you with your daughter how good you were about setting boundaries, how would you say that it was?
You mean when she was younger? It's really hard to remember. I thought I was pretty good. I remember saying once, you know, that she actually pushed me into my power, because if I hadn't sort of moved into my power, she would have walked all over me.
Bingo.
Very strong character. But I thought I'd actually done that reasonably well. But she's still a very strong character, and yeah, you know, that there's dynamics there, I think, that need to be worked on. I'll get her to listen to this, because I think, you know, she will learn something from this as well.
I think so too. And I think I can see how much you love her, and I think that will make your bond even with her even better.
Yeah.
So absolutely. That bingo. Okay. So that's what it says. All right. So on that note, okay, so we're gonna keep that where it was. Okay.
Yep.
And just kind of look at that and feel at peace when you do set a decision and bingo. And again, keeping in mind that the actual spot in your foot, that was specific to do with your daughter. So we talked about that in the very beginning. And so just making sure that you feel like you're feeling respected and you're respecting you, and then it feels good. Does that make sense?
Yep, it certainly does. Yes, it just feels like there's sometimes a lack of respect and a lack of consideration.
Bingo. Okay. And by the way, when you feel that lack of consideration, can you see how inside there's some steaming about it, but you kind of just like suck it up and swallow it?
Yeah, well, I've learned that it doesn't pay off the other way.
Okay. Yeah.
So I need something in me, like, I need an internal shift in my attitude, I think, to, you know, not feel railroaded so much by her.
Exactly. And maybe it's a come to Jesus talk that says, hey, like, moving forward, this is my boundary. And when we say this, can we just mean it? And can we keep it? And can we be respected? And can we work on that respect thing in our connection?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How do you think that would go with her?
I think, yeah, using the word respect is important. I mean, I do say things, but it's usually after I've had a hissy fit, and then I've, you know, calmed down and I try and talk about what that was all about. But it's a bit, you know, it's not a healthy way of going about it.
Exactly. And there's something shaking around a little bit in the background that's kind of breaking up the audio a bit.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
I can hear you, I think.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. So bingo. Absolutely. So that's spot on. And bingo. And addressing that would be amazing. And by the way, if I ask you right now what the level is in the sole of your foot, what level would you say that is?
Well, I'm feeling it. It's probably about a one.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, awesome job with her energy. She's bringing down the pain. Really, really great job. So that's really great. Secondly, awesome self-awareness. You know, notice that she said when we were talking about her daughter and respect, she said that she usually does say something to her, but only after she's ended up having a hissy fit. And that's the part that I'm talking about where, you know, if you wait too long to say something that's bothering you, then you get yourself pretty worked up and there's a lot of emotions and negativity. And that's what you don't want to do for your energy and your health and your life and your emotions. And of course, when you get to that point where you are in a hissy and you're upset and you're feeling hurt, you know, not only is it not good for your emotions, but then when you communicate from that place, it's ultimately, chances are, it's going to hurt the other person's feelings as well. You know, they might feel like a victim in it. They might feel upset or hurt or angry or whatever it is, you know. Likely, they're going to have an emotional response as well, and it's not going to be great for the relationship. And so, again, just making sure to say something and address something before it gets to that point is key. And so if you're doing that in your life, you'll want to note that and make that change. Now, also, you know, when you're communicating something with a boundary, if you can use humor and be silly or ridiculous or fun or playful and say it in a kind way, like, nah, no thanks, all right, I'm good, or whatever it is, but if you can be a bit playful, it's so helpful. Because if you are playful, but you also express it and you make it clear that you're serious, you know, serious but playful, then the other person doesn't have to have a lot of feelings about it. They don't have to get their feelings hurt or feel emotional or anything like that. Not that it's never going to happen, but it can make it a lot easier to just move through things in a beautiful, harmonious way. That's something that I love to do in my life, just make it playful and easy and fun. And that way it all just feels easy and beautiful for both people. All right, so that said, again, great self-awareness with Jennifer, and let's go ahead and dive back in. Okay, and you notice you said the word, when you have a bit of a hissy, then she finally feels like she listens more often, right?
Yeah. And
when you get to that point of feeling upset, I want you to notice the part of you that feels guilty and bad for it afterwards.
I guess there is a part that feels bad. I think it's a feeling of helplessness or a feeling of hurt. It feels hurt. I feel hurt.
Bingo.
Often.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. I see the hurt. I see the part of you that's taking it personally. Like she doesn't respect you. Like she doesn't even love you. Can you see that story also?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. I can.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
It saddens me.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And so I want you to notice the part of you that feels like that has a story that says your daughter doesn't even love you or care about you, that feels unloved by her. Can you see that?
Yep, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I can. 0 to 10, how much?
Maybe 7.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Yeah. I want you to notice that feeling and how that feeling just sucks, right? It's not fun.
Yeah. No, it just feels like, you know, I feel, you know, my heart hurts and I feel sort of, not teary, but welling up a bit.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what if it's not true? What if? Just what if? What if she actually loves you a lot? What if? Just asking. What if she actually loves you a lot? Just what if? I'm going to ask you to breathe. What if she actually really does love you a lot? What if I checked her energy right now and told you she loves you 0 to 10, about a level 50?
You know, I mean,
I know, but come with me. Come with me.
Maybe I don't feel it.
Yeah. Yep. But I can tell you.
It's in my head, but not perhaps in my heart.
Exactly. And you know what you know where I was interrupting right there?
Yeah.
It's because I'm trying to move it from your head to your heart. So there's a certain way to work with the mind. So you got to come with me, okay? If we're going to do this, you got to come with me. Okay,
sure.
So here we go. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what if I said she loves you at a level 50? What if I checked your energy and said she loves you so much? I'm going to ask you to breathe. Just what if? What if? I'm going to ask you to breathe. What if? I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the part of you that gets mad and hurt and upset. Feels like she doesn't respect you.
Yep.
You breathe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Notice that feeling. Just for a moment, notice those feelings and ask you, just what if she actually loves you at a level 50? Now, by the way, have you ever had one of those moments before where you're feeling really stressed and there's a lot of things happening, you're really, really stressed and you feel overwhelmed?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, in that moment, how much love do you think you're expressing to people?
Oh, I was going to say bugger all, sorry, that language, but not much, no.
Not much, right? What were you going to say? You were going to say what?
I was going to say bugger all.
I'm sorry.
Language. You can delete
bagger
that.
Bugger all?
Bugger all. It's just an Australianism, I think.
Okay, well, we share the Australianism with me.
Bugger all.
I'm learning Australianism right now.
So it's bugger all.
How are we spelling it?
B-U-G-G-E-R. And A-L-L.
A-L-L. Okay. Bugger all. Okay. Perfect. All right. I am Australian now. I like this. Bugger all. Okay. So notice that feeling. So you didn't know we were going to be learning energy, mindset, and Australian. There we go, guys. Australian. So, I love it. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And just for a moment, I want you to notice when you're in those moments of feeling stressed and angry and like overwhelmed or all of that stuff, how it's really hard to express love, right?
Yes.
And definitely. If I ask you to notice that she's had some things going on inside her head and with her emotionally, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
0 to 10, how much?
For her? Oh.
Yep.
10 out of 10. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're in a 10 out of 10 in your head and your emotions in a negative place, 10 out of 10, how good are you at expressing love?
Oh, not.
You're not. You suck at it.
Yeah. Well, I can shift reasonably quickly into, you know, sort of coming around and you know, we make it, we apologize, we hug.
Exactly. But I have a question.
Yeah.
How good has she been at shifting her mindset?
If we both do it.
Wait.
Yeah.
With me.
Yep.
How much would you say that sometimes she feels like her emotions and her mindset are in control of her life?
Oh, probably 8 out of 10.
So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes.
Yeah.
And I want you to notice that she just, even though that she loves you, she may not be good at expressing love because she has a lot of things going on.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to ask you, the best way when you're dealing with somebody like that, what happens is then somebody starts to feel unloved and they feel unloved. People around them feel unloved. And then it's harder to give that person love because they're not good at expressing love at all. And then they become almost like hard to express love to because they're in that state. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to at least let your heart know that she does love you.
Yeah, I can feel that now.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. So notice it's moving from your head to your heart, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a softening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the level in your foot. What's your level? 0 to 10.
Maybe a 0.2.
Bingo. Good. Bingo. That. Okay, so I want you to notice the part inside your head that says, but that's no excuse, I'm her mom.
That's no excuse, sorry?
That is basically like a feeling that that's no excuse. She should still be showing you love. I want you to notice the part of you that really, 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 really wants to feel more love from her. Let me put it another way.
Yeah.
I want you to notice the part of you that's really, really, really been feeling hurt and unloved by her, like she doesn't care.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, so we'll go for, 8 out of 10 for that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She doesn't care.
Yep. And do you think maybe it's time for you guys to have a heart-to-heart chat?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think with a sort of fresh look at it from this perspective, that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
useful. Yeah.
When is the last time you guys sat down and had a heart-to-heart chat when it wasn't coming from a place of having an upset and having an argument, but instead just had a real heart-to-heart chat?
Probably a while.
When you say a while, how long would you say that is?
Well, we used to have a heart-to-heart over a cigarette and a glass of wine. And now I'm not smoking. So it's...
Glad to hear you're not smoking, but could you still maintain the heart-to-heart connection?
Absolutely, yeah. We need to structure that in, I think, yeah.
There you go. Right.
Without it being, being critical, without me being critical of her, without her reacting, just a chat, just a nice chat.
There you go. All right. And so, by the way, and if I ask you right now, your level in your foot, what's the level?
I think it's gone, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I think that there's just a sort of a memory of it, but I don't think it's amazing. I've had that for about 20 years.
Right. Okay. So that heart to heart and being willing to actually feel loved, and shift that relationship is key. And so, by the way, if you go back into the old pattern, got to go back into the old. If you can step into the new, that's where you want to go and really follow through. So in other words, if you don't follow through, chances are it's going to come back. Okay.
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
Yeah. And awesome job. You've had it for 20 years and you did that. So awesome.
Yeah. That's yeah. That, I mean, I've done lots of dialoguing with my foot and, past lives and a whole lot of stuff around it, but it's never even come up that it could be about that.
Right. Awesome job. How amazing are you?
Oh, well, yeah, and you.
Well, thank you. Great teamwork. And and so the whole plan as far as anti-aging and working, creating a new harmony with aging was to just be fabulous and amazing, right?
Fabulous and amazing. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like you're doing a great job at it already.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Someone asked you to breathe. And can you take in the awareness that you're freaking amazing?
I am freaking amazing.
You are freaking amazing. Take that in.
Yes.
Awesome job. Yeah, freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome job with your energy. Really, really impressive. Make sure to embody the changes. So both of these have actions to them of the things we talked about. Make sure to follow through and make sure to listen to this recording and really get it in, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Terrific.
Beautiful. You're wonderful. It has been such a pleasure connecting with you, dear.
It's been such a joy. And thank you so much. Very, very heartfelt thank yous.
Oh, you're so sweet. My heart receives that. And also thank you for teaching me some Australian.
Even if it is a blasphemous statement.
Right? Living on the edge.
Yeah.
You're fabulous. You're wonderful. And it's been a pleasure. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this one even further because there are some key tips that I want to share with you that you can use in your life to create even more transformation in this area. And then also, I want to share with you the follow-up emails that came from Jennifer. Just really awesome, you know, when you look at the transformation that she's needing to make and embody with these changes, you know, it's beautiful. It does take follow-through and she's doing it. So I want to share that with you as well. Just beautiful. All right. So first and foremost, the tips. You know, so far we talked about with setting boundaries with relationships that you want to make sure to do it with the small things that even may not seem really important. And that is important. And then we also talked about making sure if you can to address things when the emotions aren't really, really high. So when they first start to bother you, say, okay, look, let's do a course correct here. So that's key. And let's be honest, even though that's ideal, it doesn't always work that way. I know that all the time people can find themselves in a situation that feels a bit more sensitive, you know, where they get upset or the other person's upset or for whatever reason, the issue feels a bit sensitive or like it could be sensitive. And if that is the case for you, then what I recommend doing is just a simple step-by-step process for what I call the four C's for conscious corrective communication, you know, when you're working on correcting something in a relationship. And the reason that I created these is because all too often when people are trying to communicate some type of correction that needs to take place in a relationship, it can feel destructive instead of productive, you know, where one person says something and another person takes it in it personally and then they feel offended or they feel on the defense or they feel hurt or attacked. You know, there's so many different emotions that can come up. And so if we look at this conscious corrective communication, we can actually navigate this correction really easily. And so I'll give you an example of what I mean. And I'm going to use this scenario kind of, you know, and so I'll give you an example and then I'll break it down even more. So we'll make it really simple. So, you know, if I look at the four C's, what the four C's stand for is the first one stands for compliment. So complimenting a person. And again, I'll give you an example for each of these so it feels really easy. But the first C, again, stands for compliment. The second C has to do with the correction, like what needs to be corrected. So another way to say that is, what is the problem? What is the issue? What needs to be corrected? So that's the second C. The third C has to do with communicating, and that's communicating how it makes you feel and doing that in a kind way. And so it's not all attacking the other person and you're saying, this is how it makes me feel. And so that's the third C for communication. And then the fourth C has to do with offering a clear solution to the problem. And so what that might look like, you know, if I use an example like this, not this exact situation, but let's say that I'm just going to use bits and pieces from this session just for an example. I would say something like, you know, if Jennifer were to communicate to her daughter, she could say, you know, I love you so much. So they're starting with the compliment. I love you so much. And at times when you do this, it makes me feel like you don't love and respect me. So notice I said, when you do this, so that is the corrective action. So what is the issue? And then the communication was, it makes me feel like you don't respect or love me. So that's communicating how it is that it makes you feel. And then the fourth C has to do with the clear solution. And so what she would say is something like, you know, if instead you could just call and let me know, that would be really helpful, or whatever it is, you know, so there's a clear solution. So putting that all together, it might sound something like, you know, I love you so much. And when you don't come over and you say you're going to, it makes me feel like you don't respect me and don't love me. And if you could just call and let me know, that would be really great and it would mean a lot to me. Okay, something like that. Or using a completely different scenario, let's say I use a work situation. If you're talking to an employee or a coworker, you might say, you know what? I just love working with you and you're always so great at what you do and, you know, and you're always fast and I love that. But sometimes when you do this specific action, it makes me feel like things are, whatever feeling comes up, you know, maybe things are harder to get finished or harder to complete. If you could in the future, it would be really amazing. What if it was just something like this? If we did this moving forward, how would that work for you? Okay. And so notice it's just kind communication and it can help get to that solution that much faster. And so you want to ask the person. And of course, at that point, that person may say, okay, well, that's a simple solution. They may not even take offense to any of it and say, oh, okay, well, I can do that. Then you want to compliment them and just say, okay, great. Thank you so much. And receive that. Now, if the person says, oh, I can't do that, then that, of course, would open up a continued conversation in which you'll want to just continue to insert the C's, you know, continue with compliments and continue with clarity and kind communication, just moving through that and navigating it to really get to a clear solution and keep it focused, you know, because all too often when people do get emotional about things, then what happens is that communication just becomes destructive and they don't even know what they want. They're just upset, they're hurt, they're frustrated, they're angry, they're feeling taken advantage of, all of those things. And then communication isn't clear. It doesn't have a real purpose. It's just kind of like throwing a tantrum and it becomes destructive. And so some key things when you implement that are really just to make sure, again, that everything is authentic, it is kind. And if you are in a place where you have been feeling really upset about the situation, then you will want to clear some of your emotions first before going into it. And by the way, going through the four C's and thinking about them can help you to do that because it can help you think about the compliment, what you do like about the person, and the corrective action and how it makes you feel and what that, you know, that clear solution is. So it can help you even to release some of that even as you're going through the process ahead of time for yourself and getting clear on what it is that you would like to change it to. And of course, the compliment, making sure that compliment feels really genuine. That's one thing that you always want to do is make sure that you are genuine in your communication because being genuine and heartfelt and honest goes a long way in relationships. And so that said, that is part of the reason that you want to start with a compliment because that's kind of like a check for you, if you will, if you should be entering the conversation, is going, okay, can I really actually step into that compliment? Can I really feel that compliment? Because then you know that you really are entering the conversation with kindness and you really are wanting to be productive and not destructive and just tear somebody down. And so that's kind of like your checkpoint for you. Are you entering this in a great way? So when you enter that conversation and you go, okay, I can be in the compliment and then go, okay, cool. Now I can state what needs to be corrected. Now I can also communicate kindly how it has been making me feel and then also a clear solution moving forward. And in really being in that space, I got to tell you, it is so much more effective. And so just think about it again, conscious corrective communication. You're just very conscious about how it is that you're feeling and also conscious about how you're making the other person feel. That is key. And when you're conscious about both and you're conscious also about the solution, the outcome, it is so productive. Everything is so much easier. And so I strongly recommend implementing that. Get good at really communicating from that positive place. And of course, as always, if you can add in a sense of humor and playfulness and lightness in it, that is always a bonus as well. All right, so now moving on to the follow-up. What happened after the session with Jennifer? It's now been about 2 weeks or somewhere in there since I met with her. And I have to say, she is just beautiful and so wonderful at following through and then communicating that, which I just love. She's been sending emails in going, oh my God, with just different epiphanies and breakthroughs. And it is beautiful. I love it so much. And I want to share it with you because it kind of gives you an insight that real change is needed to get real results. You know, after our session, Jennifer initially followed up and she said, oh my God, I've joined the gym. I'm so excited. And she's just so full of happiness and insight. And also in her email, she said, you know, I'm working out. I'm excited, all of these things. And she also said, and by the way, my knees are grumbling just a bit. And she said, but I'm sure I'll work through it. I'm just going to kind of push through. Maybe they're just getting used to working out, right? And so I had my team respond to her and said, first and foremost, awesome job following through. I love it. You're so amazing. And I want you to make sure to make more of the change on the inside. We don't want your knees grumbling through. It's not about pushing through. It's not about mind over matter. It's about making sure to make that emotional shift. And so I said, you know, make sure to continue to really embody that feeling of love towards your daughter and towards your husband. You know, if you remember the information from the last episode for her knees, you know, she had been working on creating a shift in those areas. And so she sent another email in that was just so sweet. That was like, oh my God, you know, I've really just embodied the amount of love I have for both of them and let go of the negativity. And she's just beautiful. You know, she wrote in and she's like, my knees have no pain. They feel amazing. My foot has no pain. It's amazing. I feel incredible and I'm working out. I mean, it was just cloud nine, just a sweetheart. And I have to say, I have so much respect for her. You know, if you think about it for a moment, it wasn't perfect ta-da, like we wrapped up this session and then her pain was gone forever. That's not what happened. She followed through with things. And then her pain was, like she said, her knees were grumbling a bit. And then it was like, okay, she better really, really embody those changes fully. And she did. And she just wrote back, you know, again, with just epiphanies, like, oh my God, and this feels amazing. And just the biggest heart. And now she's in a place that's just so beautiful. I mean, her last email she sent in is she said, hi, Sarah, who's my assistant. And she said, my new beginning, I'm now seeing how much of my internal dialogue has been related to age. In the background, it has been the voice of, it's too late, or I'm too old, when I think about certain aspects of my life. And she goes on to say, I sense an opening to a new potential, to having and doing whatever I want with a sense of possibilities, which I love. And she goes on to say, it feels liberating and joyful. So much insight into how I've been limiting myself. And my knees are great, as is my foot. My relationship with my body is now one of greater awareness. It can show me where my thinking is off and I can trust it. This is such a healing thought. So once again, so much gratitude to Brandy and the team. What a gift this has been for me. With love, Jennifer. I mean, that gave me chills everywhere. Just a sweetheart. And if you think about it, I mean, she did it. I helped coach her. And even the pain that had been there for 20 years in her foot is now gone. And again, she did that. Just really, really impressive. And I love the part where she said her relationship with her body is just so much better. It is. You know, when you start to realize that your body is giving you a message to change, then instead of feeling like you have a health issue, you feel like you have a trapped message that you better get that message and make the change. And the excitement of knowing that, hey, there's a better life. It will be a change in some positive way. And it makes you excited to want to embrace that change in your life. And so I love it. I love it. And that said, guys, if this made you feel something, if it lifted your heart, if it inspired you, if it made you want to live more, to be more, to love more, I love that. And I want to ask you, if you could, please share it with somebody you care about to help empower them in their life, in their happiness, in their youth, you know, just in love in their life and their relationships, of course. So that said, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.